Podtacular 259 MLG Anaheim Recap, August 11th, 2011.
Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular episode 259. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your other co-host, G-Lewis.
And we also have Nobody to help us cover what happened during MLG Anaheim. Welcome, Nobody.
Yes, hello.
Former PCP reunion, what's going on?
Podtacular Community Podcast.
Yes, for those of you.
We're bringing that back, huh?
We only did like three. Well, I think we recorded more than we released, didn't we?
Yeah. You only released like three episodes?
Well, yeah, we recorded like four or five more. For some reason, they just never got out. I don't remember why.
Yeah.
That was so weird.
Then I got busy and I didn't have internet, so.
Oh, that's why.
And then I came back a long time later and the whole site was different and Dustin was in charge of everything and.
Yay. If that's yay.
That's a yay. Well, I mean, it's sad to see the other people go, but it's still yay.
Right.
Facebook.com.
Right. And now you're browsing Facebook.
I'm looking at the Halo movie faith thing, brah.
Okay.
Doing Halo stuff.
Sure.
You want me to show you one? Look, I will copy. All right, you listening? Copy. Hold on. I'm doing a paste. Enter. Got it. There we go. I couldn't have typed that. You could hear when I was typing.
Yeah, I'm browsing Twitter too, so. But it's Halo stuff. I'm going through Sundance's posts.
Speaking of Sundance, we were supposed to be talking about MLG.
Yes.
So you would be, I guess, doing it correctly to be looking at Halo stuff.
You're doing it
regarding regarding MLG. So.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
It was what, I guess, 2 weeks ago from this recording?
Yeah. The next episode will probably be out a week after you are listening to this. They're going to be going to Raleigh because they only have about three and a half to four weeks in between the two. So they're doing it really quick.
Just for these two, though, the other ones have been spread out because the next one is until, what, November? The one after this one?
Yeah, that's the final one, isn't it?
No, there's one more before then. I thought the next one was
in
November,
Orlando.
And then there's one in December.
I think there's only one more, and it's in Orlando.
No, it's not. It's in Providence.
Oh,
the final one. Yeah, the final one's in Providence.
And that's where the championship is, I guess.
Yeah.
See, now they're just on the East Coast for the rest of the time. Until, you know, they go next year. Which I'm pretty sure it'll be going other places. Pretty sure. Anyway, Anaheim was awesome. Just in numbers and in what actually happened, for those of you who watch or didn't watch, you should have watched if you didn't. For those of you that did, got some awesome matches all around the board in StarCraft and Halo. I don't really watch Call of Duty. I didn't really watch it. I hear it was pretty good. It was one of the best.
Watch StarCraft.
Did I say StarCraft? I mean, yeah, I watched StarCraft. I've watched Halo. I think the Halo. I don't know why. I think that this, for pure watching a video game, if MLG when you buy the gold, if they had like a one of their streams was just a listen in stream, I would buy it. I don't even care when they talk. I just want to do the listening. I think that is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't care about them talking, then why would you even get to listen in? Because that's pretty much all you would be hearing.
No, I don't care about the commentator.
Listen in to the team comment.
Yeah, I don't care about the commentators. I just want to
hear
the
team. Oh.
Yeah. When they do the Astro listen in.
Okay.
Yeah. If they did a stream just for that, I would actually buy gold. I think that is awesome. I don't know. I don't care. Like in the finals, they did it a lot. Because I guess not in the finals, when the winners bracket championship, because Puckett wasn't. It was just Shockwave and Gandhi. Yeah, it's Gandhi, right? Shockwave and Gandhi.
Gandhi.
Yeah, they were the only two that were commentating, so they did the Astro listening for a long time. I just thought that was awesome. Almost the entire, all of them, well, not really, almost the whole entire last match was an Astro listening, and I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I think they're starting to realize how much people like to listen in, I guess. Oh, yeah. I mean, some of the commentary is okay, but it's just that there's so much focus on it.
I wish they would show more matches, period, because I only got to see Instinct play twice.
There needs to be a second Halo stream for the second stage.
I don't think they could. I don't think they could justify that by how many people watch it, because I think they said they had over 30 million people tune in to the last tournament.
Yeah, but I bet if you split that up, it's mostly StarCraft watchers, though.
It's probably an 80-20 from 80% watching StarCraft, 20% watching Halo and Call of Duty. And out of the Halo and Call of Duty, it's probably another 80-20.
It's probably more like 70-30, I would think. Because, I mean, for a good majority of the for America and Great Britain, you're going to have Halo.
Well, no, the majority of America. StarCraft seems more international. Huge. No, StarCraft.
Well, yeah, I know it's huge, but
As far as I understand, MLG didn't ever come close to 10 million in an event until this year, and they're doing over 30 million. They didn't even come close to 10. I think they were hovering around 5 to 8. And that was when they had Tekken, Madden, World of Warcraft.
All that other crap.
And a lot of people were watching WoW back then too. But once we picked up StarCraft too, the thing explode. That's why the first event this year, the first day,
that makes sense.
Everything crashed. I don't know if anybody was paying attention or tried to watch the Friday night.
And it messed up. It was huge news.
Yeah, and then the whole weekend they couldn't do the HD stream because they didn't have the bandwidth for it. So many people tried to watch the StarCraft, and then that's why they added two streams in the second one, because the first one there's only one StarCraft stream, and people were just wanting to watch more. So, I mean, I'm still watch Halo more. I watch StarCraft later. I caught it a little bit, but I don't care what anybody says. In my personal opinion, watching Halo under the Astro listening is probably the coolest thing I've done in the past month. I mean, I've gone to go see movies. I've, hung out with friends, went out in town, whatever. I still think the coolest thing I've done this entire month was watch on the Astro listening for 5 minutes. That is amazing. I don't know why. It's probably the only reason why I still watch it so much. But it's awesome.
I wonder sometimes how they're able to understand each other.
I know, because they're talking
gibberish.
I don't know. I can understand what's going on. When they're talking, I can understand. So I'm pretty sure they can understand it too. I mean, I'm pretty sure Cameron gets it too. When you're and you watching the screen, you can see why they're saying this.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot more entertaining than StarCraft. I don't know.
You have to, understand.
Because I understand Halo, because I don't understand StarCraft. Every time I watch a game, it seems like the same as the last game.
Well, in StarCraft, the way the casting goes and the way that it goes in Halo, the commentators talk what's going on. Right?
Yeah, commentating for StarCraft makes a lot more sense than it would for a first-person shooter where you have the players actually talking with one another.
Yeah, but in
StarCraft, Halo, there's actually so much more that goes into the game where discussing of strategy and
they're guessing what people are going to do, what they should be doing, and then it's kind of like a NASCAR race watching StarCraft and watching
NASCAR. Really,
it is NASCAR. If you ever watch a NASCAR race,
you're going to compare it with NASCAR.
Yes, it really is, because they're always
dumb sport,
because the way that they're talking about it in NASCAR is they're always trying to go over strategy, the people talking are always
what's more of a strategy than make a left turn.
Well, they're talking about how much weight the car should have on certain sides of the car. I'm just saying, if you ever watched it and
understood what they're talking about,
it's watching StarCraft's like watching NASCAR, and watching Halo is like watching hockey. Because in hockey, it's constantly going. There's not stopping. There's no strategy to what the commentators are talking about.
Especially the beginning of StarCraft games. There's absolutely nothing happening. You're just watching everyone build up all their resources.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the same every time, except different like species, and you're like, wow, this is pretty cool.
I guess it's a little bit different. Like, I play StarCraft a lot, so I kind of understand on why they would, you know, instead of building their supply depot first, if they're Terran, they'll go ahead and build gas first. That means, you know, they're going to try to get Hellions out more than likely, or they're going to go straight for tanks, or if they're a noob, they're going to go for Banshees, but whatever.
The thing I watch StarCraft for is Idra. I like to watch Idra rage quit every time.
He's only done it twice this entire season.
Well, last event in Columbus, he actually rage quit while he was ahead.
Well, he didn't know that. I mean, they didn't like he was ahead. Anyway. Anywho.
anyway, this is a Halo podcast, not a StarCraft
anywho,
podcast.
Anywho, with what's going on with Halo, I mean, this was probably the most exciting event that I've had since Straight Ripping was killing everybody. I mean, in my opinion, the best time in MLG for me, like the best time of events periods was when Straight Ripping was just killing everybody. Like, nobody could stop him. It was like when Instinct was good, when Carbon was still, you know, okay, but Straight Ripping was the team to beat, and we still had Triggers down. You know, that was when I was not missing an event no matter what was going on. Oh, yeah. And I feel that same way a little bit now with Walshy coming back. His team doing good. You know, I wanted to see them do good, and they really
did. He's finally starting to do good. When he
Walshy was going
positive. His first event, he didn't do so well.
Well, I mean, he was just teaming with just random people.
Yeah.
And this time he actually played with some better pro players. But, I mean, this event was really fun. And I'm glad I got to watch it. I guess it's just really fun because the people who I didn't like didn't do well. And the people I do like did well. And I don't know if that's if I'm being mean. But, I mean, I don't know. Straight Ripping didn't do good. And I was hoping for them to do well. They did pretty terrible, but
they didn't practice at all. They played like five games, so
yeah. But watching it, dude, there's nobody that's gonna beat Instinct. I don't care.
I think Instinct is pretty much gonna take the championship this year.
The rest of the year, there's no. I mean, they would. I can't think of a team that could form today and practice enough to beat them, even in a game. Oh,
I mean, they were practically undefeated during Anaheim. The previous event.
Well, yeah, Columbus. They were pretty darn close, but Anaheim, they didn't lose a game. They went 27-0 or 21-0.
Well, it's not fair. They got the two best players. They got the best strategist in Ogre. They got the best coach. They've got everything that's
fair.
The best. So
I mean, the issue you should be getting mad at Victory X for screwing up the final boss team. I mean, they won the. I mean, how do you win a tournament and then you drop everybody? You drop the best two players on your team. That's ridiculous. I don't know. Only reason why I think that would happen is because Todd's dad must have paid him. That's the only thing I could assume.
I'm not going to say that
did happen, but I'm going to say something I could guess.
I think every team, no matter what their roster is, would do better if they actually stuck together for more than one event.
Yeah, unless you like...
Every single team, if they don't get top third, they switch up their rosters every event.
That's why I'm hoping Straight does good this team. Or this event, because they said that they locked themselves in a cabin in the woods and they're not doing anything but playing Halo until Raleigh comes up. Like, in my perfect situation for Raleigh would be any combination of Straight, Turning Point, and Instinct getting top three. I don't really care which way it happens. Just
I can't believe Turning Point dropped the best man though.
Yeah, I mean, I think he wanted to go, wasn't it? Him that wanted to go to the other team.
I don't know. I didn't hear about it.
Yeah, when I saw Bestman and Naded both free agents, I was like, oh, they're going to pick up Naded. They're going to pick up. And then they didn't. So we didn't pick it up. It was somebody that I wasn't expecting. they picked hold on. That's the wrong place.
Are you talking about Turning Point?
Yeah.
Yeah, they picked up Adrenaline. So now it's Walshy, Ninja, Mikwin, and Adrenaline.
I mean, Best Man did. I mean, if there was somebody who probably didn't play as well, in my opinion, it would be Best Man from the last event. But that doesn't mean you drop him.
Yeah.
I think he's. I mean, I don't really know Adrenaline. Wasn't he on Warriors?
He was the one that was on Impact back when Impact actually put up a good fight when it was Neighbor and Adrenaline and Amish and Lethal.
So who was he on last tournament, though? Who was he on? At
he was with
Dudo.
Not Warriors. It was a team that he made. I think it was still Impact.
Oh, okay.
But it was like Adrenaline and Amish, and then just two kids that weren't that great.
It was Elam Knight, Thuggish, Ice Fane, and Adrenaline. That was the team. Yeah. It wasn't Impact. You're correct. I don't see how Trigger's down. They didn't do good. Their team looked pretty good with Hysteria. I guess because it's his reach. Is SK any good at reach? Because I know he was the man at Halo 3, but
I don't know. All the people that were good at Halo 3 aren't as good at reach, and all the kids that are new to reach are way better than all the old pros.
You could say that to an extent. Like everybody in the top two teams are from 3. Dynasty is basically all from 3.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Twilight and Strongside, Snakebite. They were, you know, and then in Final Boss, you got Victory X.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like as a weapon standpoint, like all the older players understand strategy a lot better than the younger players. But the younger players can out DMR any of the old guys because they understand how reach and how the bloom works. And all the old players are so used to playing Halo 3.
Kind of practice with it, then they.
Supposedly, they're gonna. They're even talking about 3-4-3 is gonna take out the bloom. Well, like as a option, it's not gonna be.
Yeah, it'd probably be like one of those features that they would add for the anniversary thing.
I wonder if they would have to actually recode the entire system for that to happen. I'm guessing it's just under a certain class. It must just be, you know, class. I don't know.
No, it's reticule. Probably like an extra setting that you can change in the multiplayer options.
That would be pretty awesome. I would definitely turn it off all the time.
Yeah. I know in Halo 4...
I wouldn't turn it off all the time.
In Halo 4, they were saying, even though it's not Bungie making it, but Halo 4, they're taking out the bloom and they're bringing back BR, so that'll probably be good for MLG to get back to what we're so used to from Halo 2 and Halo 3.
They should add button combos and make it a turn and turn off thing so we can see if we want it. Dude, if man, I don't know why. Every time I talk about Halo or anything, man, if anybody out there that's listening to this was a part of us in Halo 2 days, you guys know that that was probably the coolest stuff that's ever happened, like in anything I've ever done. Playing Halo 2 with this community was, I mean, if there was a high point of something I could say that was really fun, that was probably the high point of anything. I mean, I played football. I've been in a fraternity. You know, I've had plenty of jobs, met a lot of awesome people, but just every day was like you would learn something new. Like I haven't glitched since Halo 2. Like I tried to do it in Halo 3, and it was just not fun. Like the only thing fun in Region 3 was the MLG playlist. But every single thing in Halo 2 was awesome. Like, I remember, like, we would take a break from matchmaking, and instead of playing a different game or just going off, you would go glitching or just go play a screw around.
Yeah. I remember we go through maps and just find new spots we could hide or super bounce or just mess around.
Yeah, we would
like
just,
all we did for hours.
Like, we would just try to see how far we can get the Warthog on top of the map. You know, we would just...
yeah.
And I don't know why, like, we would get on top of Zanzibar, and I probably did it 100 times, and each time it felt like it was the first time. And I would just go up there and just run, and there was nothing up there. There was no point to be up there. I don't know. Maybe because I was 14 or however old I was.
Kind of mentality back then.
I just didn't – I don't know. It was just awesome. But it was that's what they were – we were talking to some pros. And I was just reading some forum pages about how in the MLG, everybody just wishes that the game was more like Halo 2 and how 343 was, you know, listening to that. And if they did, that would be the coolest. I mean, there wouldn't even be a Call of Duty anymore. I mean, let's be honest. if it was like Halo 2. I'm going to say that right now. If 343 does it like – if they just get in the same mentality or like making awesome maps like Headlong, Coag, like,
I mean,
like
there,
real
there's this
Coag.
Whole debate. There's this whole debate on whether or not, because from I've heard for a while, it's like everyone wants remakes of the old maps to be brought up into the newer ones. But then again, if you look at what 343 is doing with Halo Anniversary and reintroducing old maps, there's been quite a bit of discussion about why are we bringing new old maps back? We want new ones. So it's kind of interesting to see kind of the opposite side retaliating back against what it seems like a lot of people wanted, which was the old maps brought in, and now we're getting the old, some of the old maps brought in, but people are now saying, no, we want new maps. Like,
I mean, they
okay.
They decided
make to up your mind.
When they did cold storage in Halo 3, I mean, come on. Nobody thought about that map. Out of all the maps you were thinking about,
I enjoy playing it.
I mean, it was a fun map, but I mean, of all the ones that we were thinking about getting back, I mean, it wasn't that one. I mean, we've had Hang 'em High 3 times. We don't need that again. And it's never. I mean, it was good the first time.
Well, I think people talk about it too, and they're like, "Well, I want all my maps back because you remember back in the day when you were smaller, and that's all you played for hours on end is all those fun old maps." But then after we sit here and do remakes all the time, you're like, well, this isn't – I'm too used to this map. I want something new that's fun like that map. And I think that's what people really want. They don't want all the remakes. They want – like you were saying, they want that same mentality. They want Halo 2 again, but they want the feel of Halo 2. They don't want the exact same thing.
Yeah. Like sniping was – I couldn't snipe with a crap in Halo 2, but I can pretty do – really well on Reach, you know.
Yeah, I mean, sniping is a lot easier in Reach than it used to be.
Yeah, but was there anything at the Anaheim that surprised you a lot, Cameron?
I'm surprised Turning Point, even though Ninja's one of my favorite players, I was actually surprised Turning Point did as well as they did, getting seventh. Because I've watched Walshy play a lot, and really, he's good at strategy, but he just sucks at Reach. And Best Man wasn't that great at all either.
Well, I mean, they got rid of, you know.
But they did pretty good. I'm surprised Status Quo didn't do that well.
They got second.
Yeah, they got second, but really they didn't do all too well. They kept losing to unknown, like, newer guys. Not really unknown, like just newer, haven't been around since Halo 3 guys. I'm surprised a lot of the teams that did so well are reforming. Like I said, they should do like a status quo kind of mentality and just keep their team and learn how to play with each other instead of like, well, I didn't like how this guy rushed and I told him not to, so I'm going to get a whole new team and just try this all over again.
I guess if I had to say a thing that surprised me the most, for good play would be Believe the Hyper Classic. I was not expecting Believe the Hype to do that well, but when I guess you got Mazik behind you, it's a big, you know, it's a completely different story. But they used to have APG and they dropped him. I think he's a great player.
Oh yeah.
I don't think they're gonna place as well as they did last match or last. I mean, they got fifth and they were ranked 14th.
Who, Believe the Hype?
Yes.
I think they might do pretty well. Now they've got Reliable, too. And Reliable and Formal are, like, two really good players. I mean, Destin and Maniac aren't that great. But you got Formal and Reliable, some of these new players that understand how the Bloom works. And they listen to the other players about how to do strategy. So they end up being really good players. So I think Believe the Hype will probably get top five with Formal and Reliable. I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
And then the other team would be Classic, that did good. I was not any kind of way assuming that Chig was still a good player.
<You know? laughs> Yeah, I was surprised they did that good at all.
I mean, they finished third, so that was big.
They beat Status Quo too.
I mean, I was not expecting that at all. I mean, I guess they must have played a lot. I'm good to see that they did well. I was just looking at the lineup and just thinking, oh, you know, there's a team that's not going to do anything. You know? Yeah. They placed pretty good. But I guess the other ones that would surprise me the most, again, would be Straight Ripping. Probably the biggest for me is Straight Ripping doing so terrible. I was not. They were ranked third when they came into this, and they come out and they're ranked eighth.
They placed 14th
place. It was absolutely terrible. People were saying in the forums that they actually played good, but I mean, I don't, maybe their teamwork just wasn't good, but individually that they were playing good. So hopefully going forward, Hopefully they play better. I don't think they played good at all. But
whoever said they played good and didn't watch it.
I didn't think they played good at all. But
yeah, they didn't.
And then teams like Triggers Down, which, I mean, they're not ranked, you know, that well. But I was expecting them to do terrible and then disband, like SK Nated Hysteria. I don't like Amish already, so yeah. I wasn't expecting him to do well anyway. But
yeah.
SK and Nate and Hysteria, I thought they were going to do well. They punished 15th.
You know, yeah, I've never liked Hysteria because if you've ever watched his stream, all he does is cry and scream about every little thing. And he's a really annoying kid. So I don't watch any games that Hysteria plays. I'll go do something else when he's playing just because you always do like an Astro Listener in or something and you hear Hysteria. And I just can't handle it.
I was just surprised that they did so bad. I was not expecting. I mean, I understand that they disbanded after that. They must have had some problems with each other.
Yeah.
Some reason. I mean, they did absolutely terrible. I mean, they really did.
Oh, yeah.
It was really bad. And SK hasn't been picked up yet by anybody, so.
Nope.
I don't know if he's going to make his own team or if he's going to pay for the bracket or he's just going to, you know, chill out for a while.
Well, you've got those four free agents. You got Robbie B, SK, Ice Fane, and Alumni, so they might just form a team.
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Robbie and Robbie then, B, when he was good when he was on the Warriors, but ever since he left, he just doesn't
I don't know.
Because he was in the Podtacular tournament, Robbie B, when we did the last tournament. I think it was the summer last year. Warriors was in it, and yeah. They pretty much steamrolled everybody. But like right after that, Robbie B left the team after they did the Podtacular tournament.
And that's before they got disqualified.
They got disqualified from maybe because they didn't show up or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they really cared. You know.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
When they played, though, they. Jeez.
Oh yeah, they creamed everybody.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, in Anaheim, I was not surprised to see who won. I was surprised overall in the overall play. That happens every time. You're always surprised about something or. Final boss not getting top four. You know,
it was weird to see the winning bracket consist of like two of the low 16 and then two of the upper 16.
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of interesting. Granted, I wasn't able to really watch the stream for this event, but.
That's been your favorite team, Dustin?
Do
you have a favorite team, Dustin?
I pretty much follow Pistola at this point, so Instinct right now. So right now it's Instinct.
That's what they all say.
I mean, I'm still a Turning Point fan. If I go to Raleigh, which is not too far from me.
I mean, I was still focused when Dallas came around because I went to the finals last year, but this year I hadn't really kept up as much.
Yeah.
And since I wasn't able to watch the stream for this event, and I'm not going to be able to watch the stream for the next event either because I'll be at Halo Fest.
You pretty much, I'm pretty sure you'll be getting into it every once in a while. They probably have it planned too, I would assume.
I'm not sure why they.
Is Bungie going to do a panel? Because they said they were going to, but. Well, they said they might.
I would think that they would, but I wouldn't expect them to do anything.
On Halo Waypoint, they said that IGN is going to stream every panel.
No.
That's what the words that was no. that came out was they're going to stream every panel, but are they going to stream yours? I don't care about
it. From what I heard, they weren't streaming every panel, but maybe they are.
That's what I let me see if I can find it. But they said that from what I was told, is that they're going to stream every single.
I mean, I know that that Waypoint partnered up with IGN, but I don't remember them saying anything about streaming every single panel. I mean, maybe they might. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is personal for me that I don't really care as much what the other people are going to do compared to I mean, that's cool that other people are going to be getting panels about certain stuff and whatnot, but the thing that I, you know, am most pumped about is the one that the community one, because so far the only person I even know is going to be on is Dustin.
Yeah.
We don't even know if anybody.
You know Louis Wu.
You said, is he going to be there? Because you said it was just you that you knew of.
They released the schedule yesterday.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on Waypoint right now. Where's it at?
I'm surprised you. I was actually surprised that you didn't post it on the site yesterday.
Oh, I was busy. I was busy yesterday. Where's it at? I don't even see it. Yeah. Waypoint schedule. Gotcha. We should post that today. All right. After this is over, post it.
If recording this, since someone hasn't gotten to it yet.
So when is yours?
Noon.
Noon what day? It doesn't say what the panels are, does it? That's a Waypoint schedule. Hold on. I'm looking at the wrong damn thing. Is it in the Halo Bulletin? Dustin?
Yeah, it's in the Halo Bulletin.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at the wrong place. All right. Friday. So it's going to be... Okay, it's a lot of people. Lewis. Oh, CM Neer's going to be there? You guys going to room together?
He's going to be there.
What?
Air.
All I heard was air. 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 Air.
Air. I just said he was going to be there.
Well, I mean, are you guys in a room? You said you were trying to...
No, he already has, like, a lot of people crashing his place, so...
Oh, really?
I'm still trying to find...
He still lives there.
Hmm?
So I guess he lives there.
Well, yeah.
I've never met anybody else. So you're going to... What's going to happen at the Waypoint Lounge? Just going to chill?
I have no clue.
Oh,
I didn't even know about it.
I guess you're going to get some special stuff if you're going
to... I guess.
Okay, who wants to take bets that Dustin is going to be the tallest person there? Anybody?
I won't be. I'm sure I won't be.
Oh, he will.
Who's taller than you?
Nobody.
From school that are taller than me.
No, I mean, it's going to be there.
I'm sure there'll be people there that'll be taller than me.
Sure. He's short.
So, I wouldn't be surprised.
I would.
That guy has got so much Halo stuff. Holy crap.
I know, that guy that has his whole half of that room filled up with just Halo stuff.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. Touch my loss, but... I'm looking at the looking at all the people's signs that said I want to go to Halo Fest. They're pretty funny.
Those are pretty funny.
There's one dude that's got every single poster, every action figure, a console, every version of Halo Reach, every version of Halo Wars. God, this guy's got every, and he's wearing a mask, and he's wearing a shirt. Anyway, we're supposed to talk about Anaheim. I mean, we're a Halo podcast, so it's close. is there a team that... I guess the best way to say it is there going to be a surprise in Raleigh?
Is there going to be a team that can actually take a game from Instinct? Is that what you mean?
I mean, at all. Because, like... I mean, Carbon, they got Ghost Ayami and Thuggish and Anarchy. And I don't know. You think that they're going to do pretty good?
No.
The Demon D is back. He hasn't played in a while, has he?
No, he hasn't played for a long time.
Yeah, Demon D's back. He's a young kid.
Carbon's not going to do that good. Ghost Yami sucks.
No, he does.
Yeah.
I mean, I just fear that I was excited about their team playing.
No, I think Stray Ripman will do better just because they're actually practicing.
Yeah.
I think Infamous with Lethal, APG, and Noob all on the same team, I think they're going to do really good.
Blaze is pretty good as well. I think APG is probably the best on their team, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, all four of them are really good, but...
Noob's not Riot Noob, is he?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make sure. So Riot Noob's pretty good.
He's ridiculous. I can't believe they dropped him from straight.
I guess the best people that I could, the two biggest that I guess would also be the same two that you're saying is Infamous and Straight Rip, and I hope Turning Point does good. If there's a team that I can assume that would not do well, that's already up there.
Reality Check.
I would assume Final Boss is not going to do as well as everybody's thinking.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Exactly, they got Hysteria, which I do not like whatsoever. Yeah.
And Amish, I don't like that much either.
Yeah, I don't see them placing, I guess, top eight. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't see them. I think your top five are going to be Instinct, Status Quo, Believe the Hype, Turning Point, and Infamous.
Oh, so you think Turning Point's going to be top five?
I think so.
So you think Turning Point's going to do better than Evil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Goofy's okay, but I don't know. I mean, when you look at him compared to anybody else, they're ridiculous. But when you look at him compared to all those people from those teams I just said, you have to be absolutely amazing or you're not even going to get anywhere near top five.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know Instinct's going to probably win everything from here until for the rest of the season. So,
Dustin, you got any thoughts?
Really able to watch and haven't really been keeping up? Not really.
Well, hey, that's sorry. Why we got Cameron on the show. That's why we got Cameron on the show this week. If Dustin's cool with it, I would assume we would just go to the next part of the show.
You want to do that? I mean, I don't know if you wanted to address the Forbes article or not.
I guess we could. I mean, we're talking about MLG, so. I'm probably going to post this on the webpage, so you might have already read this already, but there was something where Sundance had an interview. Well, he did an interview with somebody at Forbes, and they were just talking about, you know, how they're going to evolve the sport, the event, the league. And he was saying that they're going to make it so that we're going to get more content, more regular content, instead of getting hours and hours of worth over 2 days. We might get hours and hours worth over a week, you know, maybe the same amount of time. I mean, the same amount of eventual play, but it carries out over a longer period of time so we can see more matches. You know, I mean, I would tune in to, I don't know, all the matches, I guess, if they come on like every single night. Would you? I mean, if there was like every night at 8 o'clock, there's going to be more matches.
I guess it depends on which games. I know they're picking up a lot more games next season.
They're all Halo.
Yeah, I would watch Halo almost. I watch Ninja stream almost every night anyways, but that's just because Ninja is entertaining. But since it would be every night, they couldn't have commentators there, so I wouldn't mind having like an Astro listen in all the time.
Well, they said that they were going to do, there would be commentators. I mean, they would do it at a central location, and then the pros would go there, and it would be like a mini tournament every night. But, I mean, it would probably be like seed play, and then at the end of the week. Or I don't know. I really don't have any idea.
I don't know. I don't want to see it beat to death either, though, because I like watching it once a month. But I think if they had too many events, it might get old. I don't know.
It's really, I mean,
watching it that
every
often.
Day, I probably watch some kind of StarCraft tournament because there's about 10 tournaments going on right now in StarCraft. I probably watch at least a match a night, a match a day in StarCraft. So, I mean, if there was Halo, I would rather watch it. I always think, man, I wish I was watching Halo instead of the stupid StarCraft stuff. I don't know. I mean, I would definitely watch it. I would probably, you know, if they did some kind of deal where you'd have to pay to actually watch it every week, but then on the weekends they were free, you know, I would probably pay more than likely. I mean, if it's not, you know, I'm not going to – yeah, it's got to be pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
I can't be paying $100 or something. I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know what they're going to be giving us. They're going to give me a free-year Xbox Live with it. I might pay it.
All I know is I'm going to be watching Gears of War and Halo all next season.
Yeah, they're gonna add Gears of War. They're gonna add League of Legends. I would assume they're gonna add, or at least I think they should add, a fighting game.
What's that?
The Evo.
I don't know if they're going to or not, but if they're gonna do that many events, I wouldn't be surprised if they add a lot more games.
Yeah, like a little bit of everybody. Like maybe bring Smash back. I don't see that happening, but.
Because they don't have very much at all this year, do they? They have like Black Ops and Reach and StarCraft.
They've got three games. I mean, they got probably the three biggest games right now. So, to be honest with you, I don't see why they would even need to add more. I would do one thing at a time instead of adding more games and make more, you know, stretch out a tournament. I would probably just try one first. And I can't assume that the tournament floor can get any bigger.
Yeah, well, if I were Sundance, I'd want to do it, like, separate. I'd want to do, like, the biggest events together, like, keep Black Ops and Halo and StarCraft, and do those together. And then all the other games that are still big but not quite as big, do like another event like the week right after that. Do like a Gears of War and probably a fighting game and then some LOL and throw in some other stuff.
Well, what I would suggest is like I would add Battlefield 3 on the PC to the circuit.
If they did that, that's all I'd watch.
If they added that, if they added Battlefield 3, Gears of War, League of Legends, and then some kind of a fighting game, I mean, there's probably nothing else I would ever. I wouldn't even turn on the damn TV. There would be no reason if I could watch Halo, StarCraft, Gears of War, and Battlefield. I probably wouldn't even play a game. I'd just be watching.
Oh yeah, if you could watch pros on and off, just play like the six best games just on and off every week. I mean, that wouldn't be too bad.
I mean, I don't play football or baseball anymore, and I still watch the Braves game and watch the Tampa Bay Bucks when they play. You know, I mean, I don't play them anymore.
Just sit around and get fat just watching all those. Watching
some Halo. I mean, I'm going to get fat playing it, so why not just watch? You know, the same thing, bro. I just think that would be super awesome to if that actually happened. I don't know, like... I wish I was the one that was doing this and had the idea, so I can make all the money and make somebody else. I'm kidding.
She would be wanting to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I had a way to figure, I mean, I can conceive it in my head on how it would all work, but I would have no idea on how much money it would cost to do something like this.
It's being handled by someone else, not you.
Yes. So I don't.
No, I kind of agree with the whole adding Battlefield 3 potentially. I mean, who did either of you guys play the alpha by any chance?
Battlefield 3? I have not.
I think PK is the only one I know of.
It's pretty.
Out of anyone.
It's really pretty.
It's pretty.
I'm just saying.
I've seen a lot of footage that some guy leaked that just kind of ignored the thing.
Were you not allowed to, like,
footage? Post? Yeah, you're not supposed to post any pictures or any footage at all.
Really?
They have you sign a thing when you join the alpha that says you won't talk about or post any pictures or any videos of it at all. A non-disclosure agreement. A lot of people just ignored it and posted stuff anyways.
Well, they're gonna get sued.
Yeah, I don't know if they will. I don't know how serious their DICE will take it. I mean, DICE searched all over and took down a lot of videos.
Steve Dell's gonna be a Halo dude. You have to interview him. Do you hear me?
Right. All right. Oh my God. I'll probably be interviewing quite a few people.
I would ask him questions so that the answer can only be stuff from the Halo universe.
Well, figuring that I'm going to be at a Halo convention, I'd assume most of the answers would be Halo related.
No, like quotes from the game. Like,
so you don't want me asking questions. You want me to say this.
No, you ask him a question, and that's the answer is a quote from the game. I don't know. We got to figure out some kind of way to.
He doesn't even know what he's talking about.
What kind of question
would the answer, I need a weapon? What would you do if the Covenant really came to Earth? Give me a weapon.
No.
You should do that. You should ask him questions and tell him he can only answer.
No, if you
want to
ask that question, you can go.
Oh, dude.
I'm not going to ask him the stupid
question. I'm like, hey, man, okay, let's try this. I'm going to ask you questions, and the only way you can answer is in Master Chief voice from quotes, all right? He's going to be like, what? That would be so awesome. That would
pointless.
Be cool.
I'd probably get, like, turned away immediately.
Yeah, he'd just be like, next interview.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be like, okay, you're stupid. Go mess around with your own.
I'm pretty sure he's not going to have people lining up to interview him, you think? I mean, you're the only podcast going besides – I mean, yeah, you're the only podcast going.
Eh, I'm sure there's other people that have podcasts out there that are going.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I'm probably one of the bigger representees.
Because you're taller.
Representatives.
Yeah, because you're the tallest.
No, that's
tallest
not what I meant.
He's the tallest. So you have to be there by Friday at 12, basically.
Yeah, I fly in the night of the 11th.
Oh, so you're there for a week?
No.
You said the 11th. It's not till the 26th.
I'm sorry. No. The Thursday night at 11.
Oh, I was like, you're gonna like the Thelemachus today. You're flying tonight. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you have to get there a week early for.
Do you think you record a show with CM Neer while you're there?
Most likely, yes.
Because Neer was on.
I'll actually be able to get him to talk. Hopefully, I can punch him across the room. Be like, talk, say something.
Trying to think of everybody, so I'm just looking at all the names who are going to be there.
JP's going to be there.
DeBizzle's going? How's he going?
EA's paying for him.
So EA is paying for JBB to go to Halo Fest?
Yeah.
They can't pay for you to go. Why would EA pay for him to go to a fucking game for Microsoft?
I don't know.
You should see if they'll pay for you. Dude, ask him. See what he says. Dude, he got food.
They would have to reach out to me. What? I mean, what? That doesn't really make sense.
Fumo asked, okay, well, remember when they went to the Halo 3 launch and JB said, I'm not going unless you let Fumo go and you pay for him too? Come on. I would at least ask and see what he would do. Even if he says he'll do it, he doesn't know anything.
I'm not going for any EA thing though. I'm going specifically for Halo Fest.
Oh, so okay, so he's going. I don't really. PAX. Plan, I don't he's really, not going to Halo Fest. He's going
right,
to PAX.
Right, right. Like I don't plan on really attending much of PAX.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to be primarily over at the.
I wonder how he gets sponsored by EA.
Well, because he does like 7 podcasts and he does everything.
And there's 2, doesn't he? Only have 2.
There's 3. There's 3.
What are the 3? He does Bad Dudes.
Does Bad Dudes. He does Post Game Report, and then he has his own self-podcast.
Yeah. I thought the Post Game Report had an episode in like weeks.
They've been doing episodes? What are you talking about? What's your problem?
I don't know. I don't have an iPod, so I don't download.
You don't have to have an iPod. You can subscribe with RSS, Zoom, whatever.
Yeah, I used to subscribe with Zoom, but I just don't check it anymore. So I just stopped listening to it. Let's see.
So, I mean, that's your own dang fault.
The last one they recorded, it says May 6th on their website.
No.
No, he releases stuff more often than that.
I'm just saying May 6th is what their website says. Here we link you. Unless they don't do about talking about games no more, that they change websites.
No, it's still talking about games.
I don't know. I just get his stuff off of Facebook. He posts whenever he has episodes of any of the 3 of his podcasts.
You see it? Or it says May 6th? Am I not the only one seeing this?
I'm looking it up. No, that's definitely not the most recent episode.
So, I mean, do they not do it on here anymore?
I don't know why it isn't updated here.
Is there another website?
I mean, they're in the 160s now.
So, yeah.
So, that's strange. I don't know why that's not updated.
It's like a couple. Like I went to Uncle Gamer, and Uncle Gamer hasn't updated in a while on here either. And I figure that Paris does his stuff pretty often.
I mean, maybe JVB doesn't know that it's not updating on the site.
I'm assuming I couldn't be the first person to notice this.
I would hope not. I would hope that would have noticed, but
I go to our website every day and check out everything. So I would assume that he's checked this out in the past 3 months.
No, that's a good point. That's definitely. I'm not sure how someone would have missed that.
I'm gonna go to Post Game Report and see if he's got a website somewhere else.
But well, I don't think so. I mean, this is pretty much their home. This is what JVB pretty much created, so I wouldn't see why it wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, I'll tell you.
So. Did we even touch the Forbes article that much? I mean, we kind of started on it, and then it seemed like we kind of drifted a bit.
We talked about it. I mean, there's not really anything to say. Fair enough. Unless something else you want to say.
Not really. I mean, I wasn't able to watch it, so I really can't give much to this conversation. So I've just been letting you and nobody go at it.
Okay.
But, I mean, we're almost 2 hours, so I say we're pretty much good to wrap it up.
The show?
Yeah, we can save the random facts for another show, probably.
Yes, all right.
I mean, the next show we'll probably actually talk about some of the stuff that's been released on Waypoint.
All right, for all of our 12 listeners.
Yeah.
We actually have how many downloads we get the last ones? We getting a lot more. We had like 500 people come to the website like yesterday for hits to the actual website. So I'm assuming we got more downloads than 500. We're getting pretty good people that are showing up. I don't know if you guys are actually downloading the show, but we're not getting too many submissions like we used to. I don't know if it's going back to the old days where, you know, everybody Podtacular was a community that had a podcast that not too many people listened to. I don't know. That's where it was back in the day when we would all just play and talk about what's going on with the clan. And not too many people actually even listened to the show. I don't know if it's going back to that, but if it's not, if you guys are still listening, we'd like for some more posts to send it. I mean, I've been asking on the front page. I know that. So just, you know, if you guys want to post, if you guys are able to, let us know. I mean, that's what the show was built on. So I guess
last month we had.
You're talking about downloads,
or maybe it's this. It's either this or over the duration of the last 30 days, we've had almost 14,000 downloads.
Okay, so 14,000 of you guys. You're one of them, whoever's listening right now.
No, that's for all shows, not just like the latest show. All that's right, for all the shows.
We only released one episode. Okay, how many downloads did the last episode have?
I'm not sure.
You're not sitting in your basement just clicking download, 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 download.
Let's see.
I thought that's what we were supposed to do. I've been doing that for months.
Let's see. 258 had 3,200 downloads.
Okay, so. 32. So that's about. It's about 3,000 people, right? Right.
3,200, yeah.
Okay, that's a little.
That's how that translates.
So 3,000 of you people downloaded it. I didn't download it because I already had it. Actually, yeah, I downloaded it. Never mind.
Yeah, I downloaded it like 2,700 times. So.
Oh, so we only have 500 listeners. That's weird. So if 3,000 of you guys listen to this, actually listen to it, just send us some stuff in. We would appreciate it. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, guys. We got Halo Fest. Halo Fest is what? We got Raleigh next week, which is probably the next episode is going to be another MLG episode. After that,
it's not next week. It's two weeks away. It's the same week as Halo Fest. Same week as PAX.
I don't know when they're going to hear this. They're going to hear this tomorrow?
Yeah, they'll hear it tomorrow.
Okay, well then you got 2 weeks, and then about a month, 2-3 weeks after that, you got Dustin at Halo Fest. I mean,
no, they're the same week. They're the same week, Greg.
Oh, I thought it's in September.
No,
he'll get it sometime.
They're the same weekend.
So in 3 weeks we got a lot of stuff going on.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Greg, can you do math?
Ask me a question. Do it.
2 plus 2.
26.
Yeah, you fail. You fail.
I didn't say 26. I said the 26th. That's when everything's going down.
Sure. Sure.
So you're going to be – if anybody's in Seattle and you guys got time on Friday, August 26th, you guys should go check out – where is PAX going to be at? Like, located?
The Halo Fest stuff is not actually at PAX. It's at a venue that's close by to it. And it's on their website. So
where's JVB staying, you know?
Some hotel that EA is paying for.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that means you couldn't room.
So some nice hotel with security and stuff that you couldn't get into.
I'm with JVB. JVB's here with you. Dude, I'm pretty sure Dustin's taller than security guard. That's all I'm saying. They would look at him and be like, "Yes, sir."
Yeah, he'll be in the top 1%.
like when we went to Dallas that one time with Brent. And, like, the security guard wasn't going to let him in. And then me and Dustin stood up and was like, let him in.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. He's like, oh, okay, let him in, let him in.
Yeah, I remember that. My first event.
Adventure. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, hope you guys tune into Raleigh. Hope you guys download the show. If you guys do download, please submit some stuff.
No, hope they tune into Halo Fest.
Yeah, that too.
Okay, all of them. Halo Fest. Watch Dustin if he's on the forum. Hopefully they ask him a lot of questions. Are you expecting questions directed toward you? Is that how this is going to go? Like,
I'm assuming a panel is going to be – typically it's going to be led by someone up top.
Some chick at IGN.
I mean, it might be PS Angel.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if it was. So, probably her or someone else who's kind of a community manager for Waypoint.
What kind of question are you expecting to get, if any? Are you expecting to get a question? Like, what would they ask you?
Oh, they'll definitely be asking us questions. But
yeah, like,
I mean, they'll probably be the typical questions that we get asked, like how you got into podcasting, blah, 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 blah.
They're not gonna be like, they're gonna ask you the stupid questions like what.
I'm sure they're going to.
Oh, I hate this. So what made you want to do the show? I was bored. Let's be honest. Sitting in my room, Fumo was like, "Yo, I don't want to do this no more. I can't." So I was all like, "Yo, I'm gonna do this."
That can be the Greg rendition.
No, that's not my rendition. My rendition was I used to do a whole bunch of stuff on the forum side. Always wanted to be a host. And so me and nobody here were PO'd that the show ended. So we were like, F that, we're making our own show. And then Dustin called me one day and he's like, "Yo, you want to be on the real show?" How many downloads did we get for PCP? Do you remember? Did we get any?
Like 2,700.
What? Off of forums? Jeez.
Yeah, I was surprised too. I was like, wow.
That's not that bad.
Yeah.
For only 3 episodes.
I don't even think some websites get that much.
I know, I don't know.
You get to like 30, 40 episodes, I'd assume, you know. Whatever. Anyway, check out Dustin, MLG, what's going on. Check out all the stuff. It's going to be – there's a lot of exciting stuff happening in the next couple of weeks for people playing Halo. And they're going to talk about Halo 4. Dustin's got the scoop on that. He's definitely going to be there, right?
The scoop on lots of things. I'll probably get to meet Frankie as well. I would assume I get to meet Louis Wu, too.
You think Frankie's going to be? Is he going to be staying at the Budget Inn? Is that where he's going to stay?
No, I'm pretty sure they have him at a nice hotel.
He's going to invite all the women dressed like Cortana. Hey, you going to come to my place? We got the Budget in over here.
I got 2 nights free.
Pay for 5, get 2 free. Anyway, thanks, Cameron, Nobody, Oreo, for sitting down with us.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Sorry for making it. We were supposed to do this a couple days ago, but then my internet decided to take a poop on itself.
Yeah. Torrents you download.
Freaking cast. First they cancel Eureka, and then they cancel my internet. It's back now. They didn't cancel. It was just
Eureka's hour. Back, or your internet's back.
No, Eureka. They canceled it. So it's a good show. I mean,
you know,
it's
still. I wish they bring back Heroes.
I don't know. I never really.
Heroes is awesome.
I haven't watched. I am told that I should watch it. I've never watched an episode.
Have you seen Dexter?
No.
You need to watch Dexter. Season 6 starts next month. You need to start watching it.
Start watching it. It's on Netflix. It just seems too graphic. Like, it just seems like a weird show.
Yeah, it's way too graphic. Watch it.
I'll go play Halo. You want to play Halo? Anybody?
Yeah, let's go play Halo.
Dustin, you play Halo?
You mean right now?
Once we say goodbye.
Oh, no. I'm going to go work out after I'm done. I'll be on later, probably.
Turn it into FUMO. I'm going to go run 12 miles today.
It's not like I'm not playing. I still play. It's just I have...
FUMO runs like 30 miles a week.
I gotta hit the gym before...
That MF runs 30 miles every 2 days. He runs like 14 miles a day.
I know he does, though.
I mean, he trains for marathons. Go figure.
You know, I train for marathons of playing Halo.
Yeah. We know what you do.
I said I was going to post these posts. I don't know. What should I do? Should I post these? I think I should play Halo. Post these.
Just do what you gotta do. I mean, if you don't post it, I'll post it.
Post what?
About the schedule for what was in the Halo Bulletin.
Oh, you post that, and I'll post the Forbes thing.
Okay. And, I mean, put it in the post that we make for this episode, too.
For what? The Forbes thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, guys, well, thanks for listening in. Somewhat short of a podcast, about an hour, so not that bad.
Epic growth fest.
We'll announce on the site our next topic that we decide to do. It'll probably be something community related, like probably some of the bulletin stuff, some of the stuff we'll expect to see at Halo Fest in PAX. So, as we're approaching that time. So
good time. I mean, the time you hear this, it's going to be, it's going to be really short until, I mean, it's only like 15 days, right? 15?
Yeah, 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks.
The time we're recording this, so, I mean, it's going to be really soon for both.
Yeah.
So, you guys, if in the next 2 weeks you guys didn't hear anything about Halo, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. You're not a paid attention.
You obviously are living on a rock with Gary.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
What?
Just wow. Okay. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace out.
Later.
Later.